Mr. Mayor, councillors and staff and ratepayers. Councillors, I'm here today because I have major concerns about the claimed commercial viability of Council Scone Airport project. I'm also here because I've received no response from Council to the several letters I've written over the past 8 weeks regarding my concerns. But I'd like to make it clear at the outset that I'm not opposing this project. I believe it has great potential to attract tourists from a wide-ranging area. It may even generate an increase in the value of my aircraft hangar. The main concern, though, that I have with Council's project plan is that it is unable to bear even the most basic financial scrutiny and contains several critically flawed assumptions regarding market risk and the aviation business environment. The plan demonstrates, I believe, considerable commercial naivety and indicates little understanding of what is needed to manage commercial and business risk. In Council's adopted airport master plan, there was no mention of a $9.7 million aviation visitor attraction, a $4.1 million complex of 10 large hangar buildings which Council plans to lease, or an intention to stage an air show every 2 years to generate cash flow. These entrepreneurial components of the project appear to have just been added to the master plan as random afterthoughts. Council claims the project's operating revenue will more than cover operating and borrowing costs, providing a cash surplus to fund other areas of council activity. It sounds great in theory, but no detail has been provided as to how council will ensure this cash surplus will be achieved. The cost of servicing the project's $13.3 million loan will be about $600,000, which will have to be paid each and every year for the next 30 years. Should the market prove some of the plan's base assumptions to be invalid, though, there may well be insufficient net cash generated to meet this commitment. Presumably then, any shortfall would have to be met from Council's general fund, leaving less funds available for road and bridge maintenance, parks and playing fields, waste management, community and environmental services, and council administration expenses. The risk of possibly losing $600,000 per year from the general fund for no significant benefit to the ratepayers is just too high, councillors, and is just gambling using ratepayers' money. Have councillors already forgotten that just last year, when council staged its first air show, supported by a $50,000 donation from Bengalla Coal, it still lost almost $30,000 of ratepayers' money? Perhaps ventures involving financial risk, such as staging an air show or running a museum, lie more appropriately within the realm of the private sector rather than local government. The Shire's ratepayers deserve better than this, councillors. It's time to pause and obtain an independent review of this project's commercial viability before it's allowed to proceed any further. Such a project review should only be undertaken by a competent, reputable business consultancy with experience in airport development projects. Should the review conclude that the project is not commercially viable in its current format, then it should be modified to reduce financial risk to a level acceptable to ratepayers. Councillors, I urge you to vote for this motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any councillor questions?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Four of them tonight. Mr. Pinfold, when I got on council, you sent me several emails and we had several visits. The Gabbana Shire Airport Committee have to get things going and support and get people to fly in. As you fly all around Australia, you wanted more activity at the Scone Airport. In 2014, there were 2,950 landings. Now you tell me with the new fee structure and whatever, you're going to drive people away from the Upper Airport. 2018-19, 5,830 landings. Can you explain it?
No, I can't, Councillor.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Councillor Fisher?
Yes, if I may, and I'll just take you back to your letters, Mr. Pinfold. Thank you for your presentation too. In your most recent, well, your first letter what to in the public domain was answered by the general manager, again in the public domain, but I'm unaware of what other letters you've sent, so apologies if you haven't been responded to. In your second letter, you said several things. You said, I did sit in on two or three meetings about 4 years ago. Are you aware that the last meeting you actually attended was on, according to the minutes of all the committee meetings, which I've ploughed through, was on the July the 31st, 2013?
Yeah. No, I'm not aware. That's quite possible.
You also said, not being a committee member, why would I have been especially invited to attend committee meetings as the general manager claims? This was, I think, in response to the fact that it was stated in the general manager's letter that you had been invited to the airport committee meeting, which was held on the 17th of March. Oh, no, the invite was sent on the 17th of March, 2017. 3:09 p.m. precisely, and you're on the list, and that meeting is to discuss the Scone Aviation Visitor Attraction Feasibility Study, design of pavement, drainage, lighting and aviation visitor attraction, the grant application through the Restart Program, which was the initial grant for the construction of the Scone Aviation Visitor Attraction. So, I mean, there it is, that's a copy of it. You were invited to that meeting, yes or no?
I fail to see the relevance of that, regardless, with the issue that we're borrowing something like 10 times more than was borrowed for the pipeline.
Sorry, I'll ask you to stick to answering the question, please, that was asked.
Oh, I choose not to.
That's fine. Are there any other questions? Yes. Councillor Fisher?
When I sat in on a couple of the committee's meetings as a visitor, I found the staff to be dictatorial, arrogant, and not at all consultative. Now, that last meeting which you did attend on July the 31st, 2013, you actually presented your own ideas for future development at the airport. And incidentally, number one on that list was a development and demand for industrial lots, which would possibly include hangars, yes? Then you go
industrial,
on to say...
Industrial lots.
Yeah, so you go on to say that, so I chose not to waste any more of my time attending them. But within a year, you'd actually applied to join that committee, the Airport User Group, via email on the 25th of June 2014. So would you accept that you might have been a little bit harsh in your comments in that letter?
Not at all.
Are there any further questions? Thank you, Mr. Pinfold. I'll ask Mr. Gordon Halliday to come up, please. Also speaking for the External Independent Review of the Scone Airport and Aviation Museum Project.